Hello there, my name's Ross Crawford and welcome to the Redditch Standard podcast. Here today we've got Philip Roberts, who is a Rotarian, Macmillan fundraiser and a mover and shaker in arts in Redditch. And hello there, Philip.
Hello, Ross. Thanks for inviting me.
That's okay. We're delighted to have you in the building and on the podcast. And later we'll be hearing from Claire, who's going to be telling us all about what's happening on the leisure front out and about in Redditch. Now, Philip, you're part of the Creative Redditch Consortium, which is an arts foundation. And for what I gather, you've put in a bid for £1.5 million to the Arts Council for more art in Redditch.
Absolutely, Ross. Yes, consortium, as the name suggests, a group of organisations coming together for a particular purpose. And on this occasion, it was in response to an opportunity from Arts Council England to bid for some money under this Creative People and Places programme. I'm going to call it CPP in future because that's an easier acronym to deal with.
That's Creative People and Places.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And the reason this came about was Arts Council England researches participation around the country in arts, culture, creative activities and so on. And what it's found is that a number of locations, including Redditch, has fairly low participation in those areas. And that research prompts them to put out a call, if you like, for bids for some financial support to help address those issues. We became aware of this opportunity, and I think it was about January this year. We pulled together a consultation event in February, but we had to get the bid in by the 21st of March, and there was a huge amount of work. And the consortium was the way in which we achieved that, by having willing partners who could put in the work and put in the time in a voluntary capacity.
So, arts in Redditch, aren't there plenty of arts going on in Redditch already?
Yeah, there is a pretty high active art scene, I think. It's a bit disjointed, and some of the positives are particularly the musical theatre groups that we have in the town who perform regularly at the Palace. We have a lot of small community-based groups around. Arts in Redditch itself, as you probably know, has been pretty strong on promoting visual art. So we've had our twice yearly pop-up galleries in the Kingfisher Centre. And there are other things which, as a charity, we've been able to fund. So there is a good deal of activity going on, but it is fragmented. And the Arts Council research actually showed that, compared with other comparable communities of similar size, we're a population of about 80,000, the participation rates were very low. I'll give you an example. We got the splendid Palace Theatre here, as I've just mentioned, and yet only 5% of the population of Redditch ever goes to the Palace Theatre. And I think that's shocking. It's a missed opportunity and a case of people don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, that's true enough, but £1.5 million, that's a huge sum of money. And I gather from various partners, you hope to make that £2
million. We will, yes.
If you're successful in this bid. I mean, what are you going to spend £2 million on?
Well, it's a programme over 4 years. That's the important thing to remember. So the thing won't, if we're approved, we really won't get underway until the end of 2019. And then the programme runs through to 2023. And one of the areas is to recruit some key staff into the organisation in order to work with communities to develop themselves the programmes that are required. Now, of course, before we can do any of this, we need to understand better what is actually required. What do communities aspire to? And there will be, as soon as we know we're going to get this funding, there will be a much deeper consultation process than we were able to undertake in February. talking to communities across the town, and that's not just the sort of geographical communities that we all tend to think of as Wynyates, Matcher and so on. It's other communities. You know, we could be talking to the football supporters, we could be talking to allotment holders, we could be talking to WIs and of course Rotary. All these different organisations represent communities in their own right. So getting that input from the very outset is important. But then we need to use some of that money, as I say, to recruit key staff who can make this all happen. Because at the moment, the consortium consists of volunteers, given their time freely, and they will provide the governance for the programme, the top-level management of the programme, and any staff who are recruited will be reporting into those governance arrangements.
Couldn't people say, though, that, you know, £2 million, you know, wouldn't it be better spent going to the Alex or something like that?
I understand that sentiment, but I'm glad you mentioned healthcare and that related area, because one of the things we do know about spending in the arts are two benefits, really. There are well-established economic benefits. The arts, creative industries and so on are one of the biggest drivers for the economy, both locally and for the UK nationally. So, for example, down the road in Stratford-on-Avon, we know how important the presence of the theatre there is. Now, that's the professional theatre, understand the difference, but any form of creative activity has the potential to generate economic benefits. So that's one area, but the other one is to do with personal and social well-being for individuals and communities. Very important, strong evidence, academic-based evidence, which shows just how significant the benefits are of getting involved in any sort of creative activity, including things like gardening or sewing or knitting or singing. All these things are well known and well established to be beneficial to people's interests. So it is money well spent.
And I guess Redditch is sort of well known. It's got a fairly poor health profile, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we're well known for some of the wrong reasons. And whilst in relation to things like smoking, diet and obesity, it's not necessarily the case that engaging in creative activities will address those in a direct sense. I think it could be helpful to people who find another purpose in their life if, you know, it will deter them from, if you like, unwise choices in their lives and their lifestyles.
So it's social prescribing then, really?
Yes, and in fact, that's a term that's becoming more widely used in terms of the arts and culture, that rather than for things like mental ill health, GPs are increasingly turning to social prescribing, if you like, of creative activity and arts and culture as a way of addressing those well-being issues.
So how are you going to get there's somebody in Redditch, I mean, how are you going to engage with them to get them involved in art? How's it all, what's the mechanic of this? How's it all?
Well, that's obviously something we need to develop in the detail. And even before we know whether or not we've got this bid, we're intending to meet up again in June to try and develop a strategy for doing this. But it does very much involve going to where the people are. We're not going to sit in the centre of Redditch saying, OK, come and tell us what you want. We're going to, if you like, beard people in their dens and go and talk to them about the things they do now, the things they might like to do. Because what we do know is that there are plenty of aspirations out there, but there's an uncertainty about how those aspirations can be fulfilled. There's, if you like, people say, well, I'd like to do this, but I don't know how. So we want to address those sorts of concerns. So actually getting out and engaging with people is a really important part of the early on in the process.
I guess an example is the Just a Minute theatre production, the Easter Panto.
Absolutely.
up at Wynyates.
Absolutely.
Where they engage with the local community and they put on a pantomime.
Yeah, yeah. And there are these things going on that are a little bit below the radar, and Arts in Redditch has always encouraged local groups to get involved in something called EPIC, which I know about because apart from my Arts in Redditch role, I'm on the advisory group for Voluntary Arts England. And one of the things it does is runs a national award scheme for community arts projects. And I keep trying to get Redditch groups to enter for this. And although I'd have to distance myself from the judging if one were put forward, you know, it's Just a Minute and equally Indigo Arts, for example, are great examples of groups and projects that could go forward to that. And that has two effects, really. It really stimulates those groups to work towards an objective of, you know, winning a prize is a great incentive, isn't it? But it also puts arts and culture on the map in Redditch because these people get national recognition. There's a big award ceremony, everything else that they can go to. So it's a chance for us in Redditch to break out of our shell a little bit and not just recognise internally what's going on in the town, but to see people from outside could say, oh, Redditch, that's the place where so-and-so came from. And they did this brilliant thing, didn't they? We need to be better known for the things we do well than for the things like the roundabouts and so on around the town.
Yeah, I suppose it's a way of projecting the town, isn't it? And to engage with people just at a base level, and for them to get their own fulfillment out of doing artistic things, whether it's throwing a pot or acting or painting or knitting, as you say, as well as developing those talents within the town. And I guess with schools as well. I mean, there's all this emphasis on maths, English and science, and the creative arts just seem to be being left by the wayside.
You've raised a really good point about the role of schools because they're increasingly squeezed in relation to their budgets and so on. The curriculum is more concentrated on those areas that you've referred to. So things like art, drama, music and so on are being, I think, to some extent left behind. Now, we at the moment haven't been able to, as Arts in Redditch, we haven't really been able to address that issue in the way we have been able to for adults, for example. We've created lots of opportunities for adult groups, but less so for children. I think we have a role in that, and certainly the CPP programme has a potential role in all of that.
Let's just remind ourselves, Creative People and Places.
Absolutely, programs. Yes. Yeah. We'll get used to the acronym, Ross, over time.
Okay, and so what sort of timescale are we talking about here? When will you hear from the Arts Council?
We expect to hear sometime during July whether we're going to be called forward for interview. And then I think there's another couple of months before we'll know for sure. Now, bear in mind, there are a number of other towns in the Midlands, and of course it's done on a regional basis. There are a number of other towns in the Midlands that are up for this. Now, we don't know which other towns have put in bids, but we know who the potential bidders are, but of course we don't know. I suppose if we sent out our spies, we might find out. But, you know, we're either good enough or we're not good enough. And one thing to stress is that if we don't succeed this time round, we can bid again for next year, because there's another round next year. And we will use what we've learned from this process and build upon it, potentially to make a successful bid if we don't get it this time round. But of course we want to succeed, you know, because it means everything can happen earlier. We don't want to be putting it off another 12 months.
Yeah, so we're here in July. Hopefully everything will go to plan, and then it's a four-year programme to enhance arts and to increase the availability of art in Redditch to the people of Redditch.
Yeah. I think we talked about, you know, arts and culture and how there's a danger in that terminology, because for some people that will come across as a bit highbrow. We're not going to try and belittle the importance of what I call the high arts, the opera and the orchestral music and so on. But equally, that isn't what this is all about. One of the things about Redditch is there are plenty of opportunities in the region, in Birmingham, Stratford and so on, to go and enjoy some of the best art and culture that you're ever going to find in the UK or in Europe. So that's all on the doorstep. I think our focus is more on communities engaging themselves in these creative processes. The pantomime you referred to is a good example of that, and we can do more of that, I'm sure.
That's fantastic. Philip, thanks for enlightening us about the Creative Redditch Consortium. I know you're going to hang around because we've got a few new stories to chat about, but it's over to you, Claire, with what's happening in Redditch this weekend and beyond.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Ross. Once again, we've got some fun things happening this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Redditch and Ulster Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Redditch and Ulster areas. Starting off on Friday, the 24th of May, we have a masquerade bingo ball happening at Shipley's on Friday night. It's their 20th anniversary, and to celebrate, they've got the Queen in the house. Well, amazing Freddie Mercury tribute Lee Garcia, who will be performing on stage. It's going to be loads of fun and loads of great prizes and even some free bubbly. Shipley'sBingo.com for all the details, and we hope you have a lucky night. Then moving on to Saturday, the 25th of May. Hopefully, with all your bingo winnings, you can get yourself over to the Southcrest Manor Beer Festival. Also, it's running on Sunday. This is its fourth year, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever, apparently. Live music from loads of great bands and the resident DJ. The beer will be flowing, and we love the Southcrest Hotel. All the details on southcrestmanorhotel.com/beerfestival. Also on Saturday, there's a fun family day happening at Coughton Court in Ulster. This is also running on Sunday. Great for the kids, as you'll be asked to see how many of their 50 things you can do before you're 11. How many you can tick off. Sounds loads of fun. nationaltrust.org.uk/Coughton-Court for further details on that. Then in the evening, did someone call 999? Because the police are in town. Well, the police undercover, that is. They're a brilliant police tribute band, and it's all happening over at the Oust House on Saturday night. www.theousthouseredditch.co.uk for information there. Moving on to Sunday, the 26th of May. Who likes their car booting? Well, we're very lucky to have one of the best car boots in the country on our patch here in Redditch with the Studley car boot sale every Sunday morning. Did you know it's actually a family business that was started 29 years ago and continues to be run by the same family? It's really well organised and really does have so many amazing bargains. B96 6ER is the postcode for your sat-nav. Gates open at 6am. Studley car boot sale if you need even more information on it all. Then after your car booting, how about a nice walk in the countryside with the Redditch Ramblers? This will be from Salwarp in Droitwich and will be 7.5 miles of walking through the lovely English countryside with a great group of people. Ramblers.org.uk to get involved with that. Or perhaps you don't want to walk, but you want to run. If so, there's a 10K running event happening at Hanbury Hall on Sunday. Perfect for beginners and also suitable for those who run regularly and are looking for a challenge or an opportunity to train. 9am start there. Telephone 01527 821 214 for all the details. Also on Sunday, we have the Suited and Booted Scooter event happening at Alf Church Football Club. This sounds like a great event. Seven bands, including a brilliant Oasis tribute band, the Special Bree, the Scar 45s, and even a reggae room. It's all going to be there. Suitedbooted.co.uk for tickets for that. And it doesn't stop there. It's a very busy day on Sunday. There's also a motor show at Ragley Hall, which is also happening on the Monday. They tell me up to 1,000 vintage classic American muscle kit and custom cars will be there. I didn't even know there were so many cars. Plus loads of live music, classicmotorshows.co.uk for all the information on that. Then moving on to Sunday afternoon and evening, it's a bank holiday weekend, so lots of live music happening about town. Sugar Mama's Sam Anderson will be performing at Vaughan's Tapper and cocktail bar in Headless Cross, 2 p.m. there. It's such a lovely bar, great people, and I've heard great things about Sam Anderson, so do check that out. There's also going to be live music at the Oust House with Play It Again Sam. The Clarksville Mountain Band will be on at Ailstones in Redditch at 2 p.m. And everyone's favourites, the Wu-Town Hillbillies, they're going to be back on at the Black Tap in Redditch at 6 p.m. And don't forget, it's Alan's Charity Quiz Night at the Bell Inn in Aswerbank at 9 p.m. on Sunday. Then moving on to Tuesday, the 28th of May, Lucy Worsley, you may have seen her on all those brilliant history programmes where she goes around palaces and things on TV. Well, she's here in Redditch giving a talk at the Palace Theatre. This one is taking you into the life, the palaces and the rich, colourful age of Queen Victoria, who ruled a quarter of the globe at the time. Incredible, right? RedditchPalaceTheatre.co.uk for your tickets for that. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details and we'll help you publicise it to all the readers of our newspaper, listeners of this podcast, and we'll even pop you on social media. Thanks so much for listening and have a lovely bank holiday weekend. Over to you, Ross, back in the studio.
You're listening to the Redditch Standard Podcast because you have impeccable taste.
That's great, Claire. Loads and loads going on this weekend, this bank holiday weekend in Redditch. And we're back in studio with Philip Roberts of Creative Redditch Consortium and Arts in Redditch, of course. And, you know, we got this, we got the paper coming out on Friday. We've got a few things to chat about here. One thing that that is, well, it's very much in the news at the moment is, and was well covered by the Standard, is the terrible fate of Ollie Sellers and the resulting court case after a car crashed the Central Reservation on the Coventry Highway and went across the Central Reservation and crashed into Ollie's car and he unfortunately died. That resulted in a court case at Worcester Crown Court, and now Ollie's dad, Paul, he's got a petition going. He's got 3,000 signatures and the aim is to get some crash barriers installed around along the length of the Coventry Highway in Redditch. We've been in touch with the County Council. Councillor Alan Amos is a man in charge of highways, and he said he will look into the possibility of getting those crash barriers up, which is obviously a very positive thing. He has said, though, of course, that you know, the County Council is short of cash. Crash barriers can cost, he didn't say this will cost, but they can cost up to £1.5 million per mile. But hopefully, you know, if it's going to prevent any more accidents like the unfortunate one that happened to Ollie Sellers, then, you know, it's what price is a life, really. And hopefully we can get those crash barriers up and keep all the drivers safe. Moving on, it's a Royal Enfield showcase. The town seems to be going Royal Enfield mad at the moment. And, you know, we had Royal Enfield Motorcycles at the fantastic Redditch Tour Series event earlier this month on the 9th of May. And we've got a Royal Enfield Showcase, which is opening on June the 1st, and it's going to be lasting for 6 weeks. Now, Philip, I know you're a bit of a Royal Enfield fan, aren't
you?
Well,
only in the sense that through my brother, who's an avid motorcyclist and is still riding motorcycles at 85 years old. He was a Royal Enfield user, and when he first heard that I was moving to Redditch, he said, "Oh, Redditch, of course, the home of Royal Enfield," which by the time I came here, it wasn't. Of course, they'd moved on and they did then resume making motorcycles in India. But I think, if you like, this is... You know, we talked earlier on about Creative Redditch and so on. This is an example, isn't it, of creativity in Redditch in a different sense, that Redditch gave birth to this fantastic motorcycle mark, just as it did for the Anglepoise lamp and for various other projects which are associated with Redditch. I'm fascinated by the fact that it seems all of a sudden this has come to a head. That for many, many years, people forgot all about Royal Enfield. There's, I think there was some lettering on the roof of one of the buildings on the old factories there, and gradually they were fading. And in the same way, it's a metaphor for fading memories of the company itself, and there were a few old employees who'd come and talk to Rotary about their experience and so on. But it's great that all of a sudden this is coming to a head again. And of course there's a piece of public art outside the redevelopment of the industrial estate down there on Hill Road, a superb sculpture of I think it's a Royal Enfield bullet, I'm told, by the aficionados. And that's sort of brought all of this to light, and I think it's marvellous that we're starting to celebrate that legacy. I'd heard a rumour that they might start making motorcycles again in the UK. Wouldn't it be great if they came to Redditch to do it?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, they're a historic mark. I know one of my neighbours lives round the corner from me. I mean, he bought one of the... He used to work for Royal Enfield, and he bought one of their motorcycles about 10 years ago. And the first thing he did was, you know, he took it apart. Mm-hmm. And he said that it was identical, apart from it had an electric start to it and a disc brake. He said it was identical to the ones he used to work on 50-odd years ago. Although I gather nowadays the modern ones have got souped-up engines. You know, they're a bit more 21st century.
But the traditional models, I think, in India are seen very much as uber cool to have. You know, the old retro-style models, which are still produced in India. Young people in, you know, the fairly prosperous young people in India aspire to own these things as hobby motorcyclists, as my brother would call them. And so I think the maybe that is driving the interest in these sort of things. And of course, we've seen several British motorcycle marks come back, like Norton and Triumph and BSA and so on, and enjoy a revival, because in the 1970s we all assumed the British motorcycle industry was dead and buried. And it has, yeah, volume production has never taken off again, but we're gradually seeing those brands coming back, not just through a sense of nostalgia, but because they are very good products, the modern versions.
And, that's true enough, yeah. And I know that, they were rugged, built to last, weren't they?
Oh, yes.
Royal Enfields, and I think that's why they're still so popular. I think, you know, Japanese bikes, for instance, they, you know, out in India, they tend to break down a lot more than the good old single cylinder.
Well, these things were being made at the time of Empire, weren't they? So I suppose the builders, the designers and builders of these things obviously had in mind that they'd be exported to places like India and African countries and so on. So they were very much built for those markets. And so that's evident through the engineering of them, which has allowed them to last the course.
Last forever.
In difficult climates.
Yeah, well, that's right. And the showcase, the Royal Enfield showcase, it's on for 6 weeks. It's there's going to be a unit, I think it's a unit opposite Clinton's Cards in the Kingfisher Shopping Centre. Royal Enfield are taking it over. I think also the old Turkish restaurant on Marketplace, there's going to be some Royal Enfields in there as well. And then on June the 15th at the Bandstand event, another arts event in Redditch, the Bandstand event.
Arts in Redditch will be there. We'll be pitching our gazebo and talking to people and getting them interested in what we do.
Fantastic. And it's the theme is a vintage one, and there's going to be some vintage Royal Enfield motorcycles there as well. And finally, just to close the news section, it's another Youth Strike for Climate event happening this Friday at the Town Hall. And I don't know if... I think this time around, the organisers have sort of coincided it with the end of term, the half term. And so there could well be a few kids bunking off school and joining the protest. And I also know that the pupils at St Luke's Infant School up at Headless Cross, they too are joining the Youth Strike for Climate event, although they're having theirs out on the playground up at Headless Cross rather than down at the Town Hall. And, you know, we chatted about this earlier as well, didn't we, Philip? And you've got a degree of sympathy for them.
I have. I think we've got to sit up and take notice of young people about climate change, because it's them who will suffer the consequences of inaction. And I've got grandchildren aged 9 and 11 respectively, and they will be the people who, as adults, will have to contend with the results of failure, if we fail to address what is clearly a climate crisis. And I've no time for the old fogies who say, oh, well, these children should be in school. School isn't the only place where children get an education. I think participating in these sorts of events is actually quite important for their personal development, as well as their understanding of a major political issue. It's a welcome relief, actually, that they're engaged with this issue, which is such a long-term, has such a long-term consequence if not addressed. We can sort of push to one side all the concerns about Brexit and so on, because this is a whole lot more important, frankly.
Well, that's right. And chatting to one of the teachers at St. Luke's, she said that the children had gone on a trip to Dudley Zoo, and they were astonished to find so many of the animals they were looking at on the endangered species. Mm. And it was largely or entirely due to climate change and man's encroachment on their habitat. So, you know, that's why they're going to be out on the playground at 2:30 onwards on Friday, and why youngsters are going to be outside the town hall making the point. And interestingly enough, just on this, Worcestershire County Council had the opportunity to declare a climate emergency at their full council last Thursday, and they bottled it. Mm. You know, perhaps, you know, what you were saying about, you know, the older generation not quite taking this issue seriously.
Yeah, I mean, whatever their commitment individually or collectively to recognising that there's a problem, those people are mostly not the people who are going to be affected by the consequences of inaction. So it's just too easy for them to bottle it, frankly. It's a sort of moral cowardice, in my view, but there we go. So I'm 100% behind these protests. I think there will be a head of steam build up behind this issue. It isn't going to go away. It might recede and come back. It's not going to go away.
Yeah, fantastic. I couldn't agree more, Philip. I mean, I'm totally in favour of the of doing something of putting the brakes on our damage to the environment and to the planet. Thanks for coming in.
You've
been a fantastic guest.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks to Claire, who's looked after our entertainments this bank holiday weekend. My name's Ross Crawford. I'm the editor of the Redditch Standard. You can get in touch with me on the phone by calling 01527 588 697, by email at editor@redditchstandard.co.uk, or you can contact me directly at ross.crawford@bullivantmedia.com. And don't forget to check our website at www.redditchstandard.co.uk for all the latest news. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye then.